Welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vess, and this is episode 3. Today I'll be talking about myths and misconceptions about medical intuition. I just got back from the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles this weekend, and I had a great time. So many good booths and lectures and interesting people. It was wonderful. But, you know, I attended some lectures that were held by people who call themselves medical intuitives. And I'm always excited to meet other medical intuitives because there really aren't that many of us out there. And so I was kind of eager to go to some workshops by some other medical intuitives. But I was a little disappointed because what I witnessed was that some people were kind of putting forth theories about illness that really don't match my experience working with clients. And it got me thinking about a lot of the different myths and misconceptions out there, both about illness and about medical intuition. And I thought, you know, I should probably address these. So what I witnessed was two different practitioners, intuitives, standing up in front of audiences, giving one-sentence explanations of what causes a particular illness. So, for example, people in the audience would call out illnesses, and then the speaker would respond with, oh, this is the cause of that. So, for example, one person asked, well, what causes bladder problems? And the intuitive responded, you're pissed off. That's what causes bladder problems. You're pissed off. Everyone laughed, you know. And then someone else asked, well, what causes thyroid problems? And the intuitive said, you're not speaking your truth. And, you know, for every illness, she had a real quick explanation, a little pat answer. And she went around the room and people threw out all these different illnesses. And she had a, you know, one sentence explanation for each illness. And this actually happened in two different sessions I went to. And, you know, there's also some books out there that are kind of popular that do the same thing. That say, oh, if you have a problem with your knees, you're suffering from issues of not feeling supported in life. Or if you have a problem with your back, you're feeling stressed, or, right? And it could be that that's what sells, giving people easy answers to complicated problems. But I think those kind of answers can be misleading, unhelpful, and in some cases harmful to people who are ill. And so to give you some examples from my own experience, you know, I've worked with hundreds of clients and people have come to me with all kinds of conditions, everything from a stomach ache to cancer. And what I do is I look into their bodies, feel into their bodies, listen to their bodies, and to determine, you know, what's the physical cause, and then I also might look into the emotional cause. And sometimes I go to the Akashic Records and I find out, you know, what's the spiritual cause of this illness. And my experience is that everybody is really unique. So just to give you an example, thyroid, which these intuitives were saying, oh, this is just about you not speaking your truth. You know, sometimes I get that. There are some people that they have that issue. They're not speaking their truth, and that's why they have a problem in their throat or their neck or their thyroid. But I see so many different kinds of causes. And so, for example, I had one person who had a thyroid problem, and when I looked into it, it was caused by a virus. And then it turned out it was caused by a variety of viruses. And in addition to the physical cause of the viruses, there was also an emotionally traumatic event that involved a vaccine that put one of the viruses in her body and combined up with other viruses. And there was also a surgery to her neck when she was a child. And the surgery didn't cause a physical problem, but it caused an emotional problem. And so there was an emotional problem with the vaccine. And there was an emotional problem with the surgery to the neck as a child. And these two emotional components contributed to the thyroid problem, you know, in conjunction with the actual, you know, physical cause, which was these set of viruses. Well, then I had another client with a pain in her neck that was caused by a car accident, an injury. And so one of the main causes was physical. There wasn't any emotional cause for the neck problem, but there was a spiritual cause. You know, what came out in the Akashic Records was that this particular accident, which caused a skeletal misalignment, actually allowed her gifts to expand. So she had intuitive gifts that after the accident got a lot stronger. And so we were told in the records that this was part of the purpose. And then another purpose of the condition was for her to be forced to rest and reflect and kind of meditate, at the same time to have this expansion of gifts so that she could really step back into her purpose. Yeah, then I had. So those are like two very different causes of neck problems. Neither one of which was about speaking your truth. And then I had one client, and then let's talk about blood pressure. I had a couple of clients who came to me with high blood pressure. And, you know, there was some commonality between them in that the issue of balance was relevant to both of their issues. But then the causes, that was kind of all they had in common. Because one person had high blood pressure because his life was out of balance. And it was the direct result of a family mantra. So it was an intergenerational condition that he had inherited. And I don't mean just like genetically inherited, but it was also a part of family karma. It was a part of a set of souls incarnating into a family in order to address a particular belief system that needed to be, kind of removed from the family. And so there was this mantra in the family that had been passed down on the father's side, from the grandfather to the father to this man. And the mantra was something to the effect of, life is hard, and that's just the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it. And because he had this mantra, all he did was work, and he had this kind of nihilistic, you know, approach to everything, like, well, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing, you know, we just have to accept that, you know, life is unpleasant. And one of the results of this was that he developed high blood pressure, and diabetes, actually, it was both. Now, then I had another client with high blood pressure, and the cause of her high blood pressure was related to it originated in her childhood, with a situation in her family where she was emotionally neglected by the adults in her family when she was a child, and then also by the teachers in her school when she was a child. And the result was that she had suffered a lot of neglect when it came to love. She wasn't loved enough as a child. And then as an adult, she had an imbalanced approach to love where she was always giving love to others but not receiving, and had, you know, come to this conclusion that she didn't need love. And this imbalance in her giving and receiving love resulted in this high blood pressure, which was caused by this asymmetry in her heart. So, you know, both people had high blood pressure, but really different causes. Although, you know, there was a little bit of overlap with it. There was the issue of balance, different kinds of balance, but the word balance, you know, was relevant. I think of things like rashes. I have people come to me with rashes, and, you know, sometimes a rash is caused by an emotional event that then gets triggered with an emotional event later in life that's similar. And sometimes a rash is caused by the body trying to get the attention of the person to alert them to the need to eliminate a food or a medicine from the body. It's just purely physical. Sometimes it's purely emotional. And so I think it's really misleading to tell people that if you have this condition, this is your cause. It's misleading, and it's also not helpful, because some people are gonna hear that and say, "Well, I just can't relate to that. I don't see that happening in my life." And then let's say they do relate to it. A lot of women, for example, don't speak their truth. That's kind of a widespread problem among women in our society because of, you know, the circumstances that women find themselves in, where they either don't feel safe speaking their truth, or they've been silenced, or they've been punished for speaking their truth. But, you know, all women don't have thyroid problems or neck problems because they don't speak their truth. There's a whole lot of women out there who don't speak their truth who have perfectly healthy necks. And so having these kind of pat answers, these one-to-one correspondences between illness and certain kinds of, you know, emotional or kind of mental blocks is, I think, not accurate and also not helpful. So myth number one, all diseases have identifiable causes that apply to everyone. Not true. Myth number two, chronic disease is caused by lifestyle. So I'm not sure what the origin of this myth is. I mean, I think part of the origin of this myth is the medical establishment. We do have, you know, literature out there and research out there suggesting that, you know, certain types of illness like diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease and these, you know, certain chronic illnesses are caused by lifestyle issues. And so there's a lot of focus in Western medicine on getting everybody who have these conditions to change their diet and exercise. And of course, those are good recommendations. Everybody should exercise and eat fruits and vegetables, right? That's generally good for the body, regardless of what condition you have, right? Eating healthy, eating, you know, fresh foods and exercising are good for everything. But when you start to kind of make these generalizations, like anybody who has a certain chronic condition has a lifestyle issue, and if they would just change their lifestyle, they wouldn't have this issue, I think that's inaccurate. And again, it's not just inaccurate, but it's unhelpful and potentially harmful when you tell patients that. What it tends to do is to make patients blame themselves and also sometimes to make them feel hopeless. Because if you tell them that diabetes is caused by diet and exercise, and then they diet and exercise and diet and exercise and diet and exercise and they still have diabetes, they're going to start to feel bad about themselves. They're going to feel like they're a failure and that there's something's wrong with them. Or people are going to feel like it's my fault I got diabetes. And what I have found in my practice working with people who are sick, especially those with chronic illnesses, is that the last thing they need is to add guilt to their other problems. Guilt is not going to help anyone heal. And so telling somebody, this is your fault, if you would just eat right and exercise, you wouldn't have this problem. You know, that's not going to make anyone better. That's just adding emotional distress to physical distress. So, assuming that certain kinds of illnesses are just caused by lifestyle is, you know, I think inaccurate, problematic, and harmful. And it's a myth. It hasn't been my experience that when I work with clients that every time they come to me with a chronic illness, it's related to their lifestyle. So, for example, you know, one of the examples I just gave of somebody who had high blood pressure because of, you know, a karmic family karma, you know, that particular individual, he had a very healthy lifestyle. He ate really healthy foods. He exercised, you know, he ate a lot, you know, he just had a very healthy lifestyle. But he had high blood pressure, not because of his lifestyle, but because of this spiritual cause. And this mindset, this mantra, this subconscious mantra that he needed to unlearn. And so if someone had said to him, oh, you just need to eat right and exercise and you won't have high blood pressure, they would have been wrong. And he would not have succeeded because he was already doing that and it wasn't working. You know, so I see a lot of people that have diseases that are caused by a wide variety of things, emotional causes, spiritual causes, and physical causes. And sometimes they have nothing to do with lifestyle, but they have to do with just particular circumstances. So somebody might have diabetes because they have the belief that you'll see in some of these charts of what illnesses are caused by. Oh, they have the belief that, you know, that life isn't sweet. So you do have some people who have this really hard lives. And one of the ways that manifests is in diabetes. But telling that person, oh, you just don't believe that life is sweet and that's why you have diabetes, that's not going to actually make them better. Because why does that person not think that life is sweet? Why does that person think that life is supposed to be hard? There's probably a whole lot of things that happen to that person to get them to that point, or they come from a certain family, or it's from, you know, a spiritual origin. And you have to address all of that. And I have people who have chronic diseases. I mean, I've had so many people come to me with chronic diseases that have, you know, spiritual causes, or they have physical causes, but the physical causes are not lifestyle causes. They're things like this person got Lyme disease, and then the Lyme disease combined with a fungal problem in the body, or an acid problem in the body, created a situation that resulted in a chronic, you know, digestive disorder, or resulted in, you know, some other chronic condition. And it actually has nothing to do with their lifestyle, but it has to do with them having contracted a particular bacteria or virus, and then their body also at the same time having other things happening to it that create a compromised immune system, and then that turning into a chronic disease. And those people may have great lifestyles. They may eat healthy, they may be vegetarians or vegans, and they may exercise, but they still get these chronic illnesses because they're caused by something besides lifestyle. So myth number two, chronic disease is always caused by lifestyle choices. Not true. Now, I do often have people come to me, and when I'm scanning them and I'm asking about treatments, I do get lifestyle changes as part of their treatment. So it's not, I'm not saying that that's not relevant. That often is relevant. But it's just not the case that all these people with chronic illnesses have them because of lifestyle choices. Myth number three, all disease is emotional in origin. Okay, so this idea has become kind of popular actually as a result of medical intuition. And so some of the early work of some really powerful medical intuitives like Carolyn Miss and Louise Hay, what it did was it really made people more aware of the emotional causes of illness. And that was really important. It was really a consciousness shifting thing that happened with those early works, because prior to that, a lot of the focus was on just looking at physical causes for physical conditions. And then we had a shift after the publication of those books into this, you know, idea, oh, maybe we need to look at the emotional causes of illness. And that's really important because a lot of illnesses have an emotional cause. But sometimes people get a new idea and they get all excited about it, and then they turn it into a reductionist belief system. And so reductionism is when you try to reduce a variety of things to only one thing. And so, you know, this type of emotional reductionism says all disease can be reduced to an emotional problem. And so whether it's cancer or digestive disorders or headaches or nasal symptoms or, you know, sore feet, all of it can be reduced to an emotional problem. And then if you just heal that emotional problem, your physical problem will go away. So this is another myth, which is not helpful and sometimes harmful. So a lot of my clients who come to me with physical conditions do have emotional components to their illness. Not all of them, but some of them. And it's often helpful for them to begin to do the emotional work that helps to clear out whatever that emotional cause was that contributed to their getting sick. So for example, I think on more than one occasion I've seen people with back problems who have a spiritual cause from a past life where they were betrayed. And so I'll see like a knife in their back, and we'll go back and actually look at a past life where they were killed by somebody who, you know, killed them from behind or snuck up on them or got them killed through some kind of treachery. And there'll be this theme of betrayal, you know, and we have that expression, you know, they stabbed me in the back, right? And so there's this connection between stabbing in the back and this notion of betrayal. And then those people will sometimes have a repeat of that pattern in their current life. And so emotionally, they'll need to work on the issue of betrayal in this life. Spiritually, they'll need to understand whatever the spiritual work was that they were doing in those previous lifetimes that had to do with betrayal and how that relates to the current life. And so emotion is really an important component of a lot of illnesses. But it's not the cause of all illness. And so, for example, there are some people that come to me and the entire cause for their condition is spiritual. And so what do I mean by that? When I say it's spiritual, I'm talking about either past lives, soul contracts, what we think of as karmic lessons, or teachings. And so some people will come into this life with a certain condition in order to either learn something or teach something on a spiritual level. Some people will come in with a certain condition that comes out of a past life, or that comes out of a contract that they've made with another soul where they've agreed, I'm going to have this condition, you're going to be my caretaker in this life. That's going to allow us to work on these issues together. And, you know, it has nothing to do with their emotions in this current life. It has everything to do with their purpose or with their karma or their soul contracts. And then there are some conditions that are just purely physical in origin. You know, sometimes somebody's having a reaction to a medication, or you know, they're having a reaction to an allergy, or something is out of balance in their body. They have too much potassium, or their body's too acid, or, you know, they don't have enough of a hormone they need. And if you just adjust the physical cause, their problem's gone. You know, no emotional work required. And so you do have cases, I see cases like that. So this idea that all disease is emotional in origin is wrong, and it can be misleading. And I can give you an example from my own life. When I was sick, you know, before I became a medical intuitive, part of the reason I became a medical intuitive is because I was sick for many years with these mystery illnesses that these doctors couldn't figure out. And all of my doctors had kind of one of two reactions to my conditions. And the first one was, there's nothing wrong with you, and it's all in your head, and maybe you have emotional problems, and you should see a therapist. Maybe it's stress or depression or, I don't know, some random emotion they picked for me. Or number two, you have some chronic life-threatening illness that can't be cured. And so those were the two kind of answers that doctors came up with, and neither of those were satisfactory for me. And so I kept going to different practitioners and trying different holistic treatments until I, you know, got to something that was something I could actually work with. And so there are some holistic doctors who, you know, who told me, I had some naturopaths who told me, well, you know, all of this is emotional, and this there's an emotional cause for everything that's going on in your body. And so what did I do? I spent all of this time in therapy, and I did all of this journaling, and I just did all of, I've read all of these self-help books, and I did all of this emotional work to try to get better. And I didn't get better because I still had physical problems, which needed a physical treatment. And I also had physical problems, which had a spiritual origin. So if you tell people that everything is just emotional, it's great if they do the emotional work. Everybody needs to do emotional work. We all need to do it, whether we're sick or not. But if you tell everybody that their problem is just emotional, and, you know, there's a lot of people out there who they're not going to get better if they just do the emotional work, right? And, you know, what I think always really reveals that to be a myth is the fact that there are so many people out there walking around who are emotionally so damaged, but healthy as an ox. In fact, look at the criminals. Like, look at the sociopaths. Look at the people who are really mean. A lot of them are really healthy, like not a single thing wrong with their body. And yet clearly they're emotionally stunted people or they're emotionally damaged people. And so there's obviously not a one-to-one correspondence between emotional health and physical health, because there are all these emotionally unhealthy people out there who never get sick. And then there are all these sick people out there who are emotionally healthy. And so that reductionism just isn't going to work. So myth number three, all disease is emotional in origin. Myth number four, all disease is physical in origin. Now that's the old model, right? So the kind of traditional Western medicine model was that every physical symptom had a physical cause. That's also not accurate. And if you just treat physical illness with physical treatment and you just look at physical causes, you won't get to all the causes because there's often emotional and spiritual causes as well. Myth number five, congenital disease is karma. So these are people who do believe in spiritual causes of disease, but then they kind of go to the extreme and say, well, anybody who's born with something, came in with that ailment or handicap or disability because they're paying off karma. Like they did something bad to someone in a past life, and now they're being punished by having this ailment or this condition. That's also not true. What I have seen is congenital diseases being chosen by souls in their pre-life conference before they're born for particular reasons. Like sometimes they choose it in order to fulfill their purpose. Right? They want to come here to do a certain kind of work, and that's the best way for them to do it. So an example of that is there are a lot of advanced souls who come in through disabled bodies in order to put themselves in a situation where they can teach their caretaker. And it's not karma, it's life purpose. So myth number five, congenital disease is karma. Myth number six, disease is always a lesson for sick people or a sign that they need to grow. Also not true. It's true that some people come in here with, you know, and some people develop a disease or a condition in order to learn something. And that's true of a lot of people. They learn something through their illness. So it's a teaching that's provided through their illness. But what I find just as often is that people manifest illness in order to teach. And so there are people who come in here with these certain conditions in order to teach either the people around them or to create a paradigm shift in the healing profession, or some other kind of paradigm shift. So myth number six, disease is always a lesson for the sick person. And finally, myth number seven, spiritually advanced people don't get sick. Not true. In fact, in many indigenous cultures, the way that you become a shaman or a healer or a spiritual leader is by first having a life-threatening illness, a disability, being born with a handicap, or having a near-death experience. And so, in fact, many spiritually advanced people are sick or get sick or have serious life-threatening illnesses or disabilities, because it's a part of what they came to do as healers. Okay, well, that's the end of our topic for today. This is Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vass. You've been listening to Journal of a Medical Intuitive, and we have been playing a healing meditation, luck music, happy energy wave meditation, some solfeggios, 432 hertz from the Healing Meditation YouTube channel. I hope you enjoyed it. Come back next time, and we will be talking more about medical intuition, and we'll be talking about some myths about medical intuitives. Until next time, be well.